You are listening to The Legion Has Come by Adam J. Schultz. Chapter 1. Nathaniel screamed in pure rage. His gauntlet and sword had floated out of the cave, searching for a new owner. Then a part of him died when the spirit within the sword found someone worthy to wield it. When Nathaniel first held the sword, the spirit of the blade attempted to possess and take control of him. After a quick battle, he defeated the spirit, but if a mortal held the sword, then the spirit could easily control them. Since Oriel had come to the mountain, Nathaniel's magical power had slowly begun to return. His strength and eyesight increased, and his wings easily lifted him from the ground. He had come so close to retrieving his weapons after several hundred years. He thought back to the events that led him to being locked away in the mountain. He paced in front of the doorway, clearly agitated. He was an angel, but for him, being an angel was not enough. He craved the same power as the gods themselves, and the spirit within the sword felt his frustrations. "You deserve more power than the gods have given you," Heaven's Reign said, hoping to force him into action. "Bring me forth, and I will freeze all in our way." Nathaniel nodded. "I want what is rightfully mine." Two other angels noticed his distress and came over to him, hoping to calm him down before he made a decision that he would regret. "My dear friend," one of them said, smiling calmly, "why do you put yourself through such torment?" He turned to Michael. "How long have we been mere tools for the gods, doing as they bid, without question? For eons, we have worked watching over the humans, who pray to the gods for mercy. We are given nothing for this." Michael's smile grew as he held up his hands in a mock defeated gesture. "We are angels and should be grateful for our existence." Nathaniel shook his head and thrust his finger at Michael. "I deserve to be as powerful as the gods themselves." The other angel, Gabriel, steps towards Nathaniel. "You must rid yourself of this anger before it is too late." A gong sounded. Its tone seemed to come from everywhere and nowhere. A door opened before them, and the angel saw a kaleidoscope of swirling colours. "Any who wish to enter the hall of the gods must first wield the hammer of the gods," a deep voice said. "This will allow them to have the power of the gods." A silver-scaled gauntlet floated in front of Nathaniel, and it was a thing of beauty for him. "I wish the right to have this," he shouted through the doorway. "To be worthy of the gauntlet, you must first kill your brother angels." Heaven's Reign released thoughts of pure joy as Nathaniel pulled it out of its scabbard. A thick wall of mist flowed from the blue crystal blade. Once it was free, Michael and Gabriel stepped away from Nathaniel, who dashed at Michael with a thrust. Michael's mouth opened in shock as the blade entered his chest. With a thought, Heaven's Reign unleashed its power, freezing Michael from the inside. Gabriel took a few steps back, pulling out his own sword. The intricate arcane symbols glowed with magic. With a slight flick of his wrist, Nathaniel pulled out his sword from Michael and shot a blast of ice at Gabriel, who was transformed into an ice statue. Two quick steps brought Nathaniel close enough to strike Gabriel, breaking the statue and sending its fragments along the hallway. The gong sounded once more, and the gauntlet floated towards him. Stepping forward, Nathaniel held up his hand, allowing the gauntlet to slide on. He smiled in satisfaction as the power flowed through him. Nathaniel eagerly stepped into the doorway, and as soon as he entered, his whole body was assaulted with pain. As the pain increased, he felt the weapons pulled from his hands and he lost his sight. Something had gone terribly wrong. Then it dawned on Nathaniel. He had been sent to the plane of eternal darkness. He knew there was no escape for him here. All this time, his anger...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?